Hey everybody, welcome back to another With Bible. This is Pastor Kevin, and today we are going to be going over Habakkuk chapter 3. So let's go to Habakkuk chapter 3. We're going to be reading verses 16 through 19 together. Okay, here we go. I'm reading from the Christian Standard Bible, this CSB version. I heard and I trembled within, my lips quivered at the sound. Rottenness entered my bones. I trembled where I stood. Now I must quietly wait for the day of distress to come against the people invading us. Though the fig tree does not bud and there is no fruit on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though the flocks disappear from the pen and there are no herds in the stalls, yet I will celebrate in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. The Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like those of a deer and enables me to walk on mountain heights. For the choir director on stringed instruments. Amen. All right, so I think the book of Habakkuk is really interesting because he was a minor prophet who basically heard a lot of judgment from God. And so God was telling Habakkuk that because Israel disobeyed, that a lot of punishment and a lot of horrible things were going to come upon them. And so imagine that you're in Habakkuk's place and imagine hearing about all these horrible things that are going to happen to your family members and your countrymen and your nation, right? And it's really interesting because this is the last chapter of Habakkuk. And so at the end of his prophecy, this is Habakkuk's response to God's judgment against Israel. And here he says, I just got to wait. He says, I'm going to wait for the day of distress to come against the people invading us. Basically, even though God is going to punish Israel using these horrible, wicked, evil nations like Babylon. And Habakkuk was like, God, how could you use Babylon, a horrible, evil nation, to punish us? God says, well, they aren't going to get away with it either. So just because they are being used to punish Israel doesn't mean that they also won't be punished. And so Habakkuk says, then I trust in your faithfulness. I'll celebrate in the Lord. I rejoice in the Lord, and he is my strength. That's such an interesting thing to think about, like, because Habakkuk was hearing about the destruction of all of Israel, including their temple and their country and their way of life, right? And so he's thinking in terms of people being enslaved and turned into slaves and being sold into slavery and just having a really, really horrible time. And yet here he goes, I'm going to rejoice. And I think about my life and I think about what happens when tough times come my way. And it's like, oh, wow, I'm stressed out because of work. I want to die. And it's really interesting that we are so much less tolerant of suffering and less tolerant of hardship in our own lives. When Habakkuk is literally hearing about the destruction of his entire people, and he's still able to rejoice in the Lord. And so I think that this is a good reminder to us that our trust and our faith shouldn't be in ourselves. It shouldn't be in our money. It shouldn't be in our country. Because God can judge America at any time. God can judge me at any time. And when these hardships come our way, we have to trust that ultimately God's good will still come out of it. And even though it's hard, I think we have to take a good hard look at Habakkuk's response and wonder to ourselves, do we have the same sort of confidence, the same sort of faith in our own lives? And so I hope it's a good reminder to all of you to continue to seek after God, especially for those of you who are going through hard times. And yeah, let's pray together to close. God, we thank you so much for your faithfulness. We thank you so much for continuing to be faithful to us, continuing to keep your promises to us, even though we sometimes are very disobedient to you. So God, I pray that we can trust that you will be a good God, that you will continue to fight for us no matter what happens, and that we can lean upon you in our worst and darkest days. We thank you, and in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. Thank you guys for joining me for another With Bible. Hope you guys have a good rest of the day, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.